Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we finished chapter 4. Today, we'll be starting on page 11 with chapter 5. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bible open because we're going to hit a lot of passages today as we continue our study on building blocks for the new convert or just the Christian life in general. Today we're looking at chapter 5, page 11, Eternal Truths. Now again, let me remind you, you can go to our website at centralbaptistocala.org, and when you come to that page, that main page, scroll down, look in the left side, and you will see booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. Click onto that. That'll take you to the booklets, some of the booklets that I've written, and I believe there's about 9 on that page. But click on the building blocks and just turn the pages till you get to page 11. And that's where we're starting today with eternal truths. So I hope that you'll be ready for that. Now, before we get into that, though, just a couple things. Well, summer is nigh, and so we want you to take a trip to Florida. Many of you like to go and visit Disney World, and some like to go and get on the fishing boats and go fishing and do other things there in Florida that there are to do. So let me encourage you, if you're going to do that, you're coming down Interstate 75, you pass Gainesville, Florida, then you find that the next major town is Ocala, Florida. Okay, and that is us. And so, if you'll just get off there at the exit, then we have 4 exits going into Ocala, but if you'll get off on one of those, and you can Google it, and it'll take you right to our church. Matter of fact, I like to take the Highway 326. I take it all the way to Northeast 36th Avenue, and I turn right, and I follow that all the way in. It's a good ways, but it followed all the way into our church, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue. But we'd love to have you visit, and if you do visit Central Baptist Church this summer, at the end of the service, if you'll come up and introduce yourself to me, I'd love to meet you. I always like to know when there are people visiting our church from other states and other places who listen to us on the radio. That's just a special blessing. It rejoices our heart. And I would love to meet you and just to be able to say thank you for listening, because we don't take that for granted. Now, also, I think it's always good to include in your vacation plans Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Actually, Walkertown, but only on July 22nd through the 25th. Why? Because that is the National Sword of the Lord Conference held in Walkertown at the Gospel Light Baptist Church. And so that will be a tremendous conference. I've talked with Dr. Shelton Smith. Boy, he's got a great lineup of preachers for this year. You won't want to miss it. So, my friend, you're going to take a vacation, why not go there? And you're only about 30 to 45 minutes from the birthplace of Andy Griffith. A nice little town. You can go there and takes you back in time. And it's just a great, great repose. And so I would encourage you to come to the National Sword of the Lord Conference, July the 22nd through the 25th in Walkertown, North Carolina. Hey, we would love to see you there. Now, having said that, let's get right into our study of our building blocks, because this is something that, as you look at the booklet in the paper there on the website and you read it, follow along, that's great. You can download it. It's free, and you can print it out, and you can use it. If you have a new convert, you've got new members in the church, and you just want to help them to grow in the Lord, this can be a big help to them. So let me encourage you to do that if you would. I think it'd be a great thing for you to do. And so get involved with your church, and this is one of the ways that you do it. Now, we want to get into the study of this next chapter, chapter 5, again, page 11 in your booklet. So follow along with me, please, if you would. Now, we're looking at eternal truths. That's the title of chapter 5. The Bible tells us that in the last days, men will not endure sound doctrine. That is the reason for this extended portion on doctrine. Doctrine not only refers to the eternal truths of God's holy word, but it's practical for day-to-day living. So continuing with the things that we most assuredly believe, let's look at some of the following doctrine. Number one, salvation is free. Sometimes it's referred to as whosoever will. It's referred to in Revelation chapter 22, 17, this way where it says, and the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit of God, and the bride, that is the saved, the church. So the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Oh my goodness, that's a great passage, and it's a free, for man has a free will, and any man can be saved. As long as you're breathing, there's a chance for a man to be saved. Isn't that great? Now, that also calls for responsibility. In Romans chapter 14, verse 12, we read this, so then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Well, not one of us are exempt. As Christians, we'll give an account of our ministry, of our life here on earth, and we'll give that to God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we see somewhat the same thing there. We're in verses 9 through 11. He mentions there, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now, just think about that. That is addressed to Christians. And that's talking about the things done in our body, whether it's good or bad, we will give an account. So, my friend, it is important that you catch on that because, hey, we will give an account. But that's not the only passage. Think of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. The things that people may even die thinking they got away with it as they lay on their deathbed. But he says, in that day he's going to bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. Now, I've got to admit, where he says, and then shall every man have praise of God, I used to say, how can men praise God when the counsels of the heart will be made known and those dark secret things will be made known? Well, we'll all realize how great the grace of God was in saving our miserable soul. You see, our God is so good to us. As someone has a song they sing, God is so good. Yes, he is. And that's just one of the proofs that God is so good because, wow, just think of that. Those hidden things have been made known. Some people say, well, you know, if God's forgiveness is not going to be brought up. And that's true. Except sometimes there are people you've sinned against. Maybe a man is unfaithful to his wife or a woman's unfaithful to her husband. They never find out. They're both saved, but they never find out in this life. Day comes, they will know. And a lot of people, I disagree with that. Well, no, you may disagree with it, but I'm just reading to you what the Bible says. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15, because whereas these others are dealing with saved people, this deals with unsaved people. Because all people will give account of themselves unto God. Now they do it at the white throne judgment. You and I, we're saved, we do it at the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ, it doesn't determine whether we're going to heaven or to hell. We're going to heaven. The white throne judgment doesn't determine whether they're going to heaven or to hell. They're going to hell. You say, what in the world is those judgments for? They determine our reward. Basically, that's it. They determine our reward. And so some will be saved so as by fire, and some will hear, well done, good and faithful servant. But on the other hand, there are those going to hell that'll be worse for some than it is for others. As Jesus said, him of much was expected to be beaten with many stripes. Of those that did not know, they'll be beaten with few stripes. But they're still in hell. Now understand as well that it may be, hell may be worse for the person that had the opportunity to be saved and did not get saved than some person that is in the middle of a land where they don't have a gospel message and they're living one of the most perverted lives, because that's all they've ever known. And a person may be a good person in our eyes here in America that hears the word of God but just refuses to get saved. They're a good citizen. They're a good neighbor. They may even be good parents. But they die without Christ. And it would be worse for them than for those that never had an opportunity, because they had the opportunity and they rejected it. In Revelation 20, verse 11 through 15, though, listen to this about the unsaved. It says, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their work. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged, every man, according to their work. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, notice there are two books. Basically, one is called the book of life. The other is called the books. The books are what contain every moment of your life. They have every thought. They have every deed. They have every intent. They have everything about it. And, you know, if Adam and Eve died just because they ate of a fruit that God said, well, don't eat of that fruit. They ate of it anyway, and they would die. And if they don't have a Savior, they'll spend eternity in the lake of fire for eating a fruit that they were tempted with. Just think, and you're saying, well, my sin's not that bad. Your sin is that bad, my friend, much worse than Adam and Eve ever thought of committing.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant.